I need to say that I'm excited to be back home after spending months with my earthly family. I'm glad to be back with my spiritual family. I miss you a lot. Today, well, not today, 2 years ago during Christmas, we gave you with Men of St. Joseph a book as a gift, The Four Pillars of Dynamic Catholics. And Matthew Kelly, in this book, show us something important, that there are four pillars of being dynamic Catholic. And if you read this book, you know that they are prayer, study, generosity, and one more. What? And evangelization. Yes, I read this book too. It was long ago. So last year we focused on prayer. We had the prayer of month, and we invited you to pray with us as a community, specific prayer every month. This year, this fall, we start to focus on study. And there is a great book called Rebuild, which, with critic look on the parish life, show us how we can awake the parish and those people who don't come to the church. And the base of today's homily is taken from this book with Father Jim shared with me graciously. Today something big happened in the gospel. Jesus is taking his disciple to Caesarea Philippi, which is 20 miles walk distance. We can say it's one of the longest journey they made with Jesus. So they had this long walk, and Jesus taken them before the temple there on the hill with great abyss pit, which people who live there call the gates of Hades, or gates of netherworld. And Jesus taken the disciples there to show them something very important and to speak to them about something crucial for him. First, he asked them, what do the people think about me, how they called me? And we see disciples are confused, like many people there, who is he? Then Simon Peter answers that you are the Son of the living God. And the response with Jesus gives to Peter is crucial for us, because he says to him, Peter, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. The gates of the netherworld, which they can almost see on the other side, before the temple. Jesus is announcing that he will build his church. Interesting is that he should use word known to his folks, like synagogue, temple, but he used the word church, which is used first time in the Gospel of Matthew. It's something new, and he's making something new. He is showing his disciples that he has a plan. He has a plan to build a church. And there is no other plan beside that. There is no plan B or C or emergency plan if something happens wrong. There is one plan, one mission, one goal of Jesus Christ's life, to redeem his people and share the fruits of his redemption through the church. Why it is so important? Because we are member of this church. There is no other church. And fathers of the church says that all graces which God bestow on the world comes now through the church. You can be Muslim, Jewish, Baptist, Protestant, Hindu, whenever you want to be. But all the graces comes through the benefits and the spiritual treasure of the church. God gives everything to the humanity through the church, because Jesus wants to have one church. We are not united physically, but it started in the Catholic Church, and everything comes from God through the Catholic Church, because she is the universal one church. And I would say we are lucky to be the members of this church. I'm not sure if we are really aware how much blessings we receive through the membership of this church. It is honor and privilege for us to belong to the Catholic Church. Yes, it is honor and privilege. I'm not sure if you really are aware of that. And people whom you meet in your families, workplaces, who call themselves Catholic, how many of us are really proud that I am Catholic, that through the grace of God, I was baptized in the Catholic Church, and I can receive Holy Communion, reconciliation, and other sacraments. It is something we need to ponder. If this is the one church, if this is the one plan which God prepared for us, what is my place in this church? Do I appreciate what God does for me? And you can see that He doesn't choose the perfect people. First disciples weren't perfect. We are not perfect. The priests, bishops, even Pope is not perfect man. But God chooses us to be part of His church, to share the salvation with others. So I would like you to consider that. What do you think about Holy Mother Church? Are you thankful for her, for the presence of church in your life? Or is still something that you have to go because everyone else go? This is not approach which can be enough for us. Jesus wants us to be His disciples, people who understand the mission, the purpose of your faith, that we are called to be His disciples, His friends, and He shared this with us through the church. So I pray for you, for myself too, that we may grow, first in thankfulness, in gratitude for what God does for us, that He builded the church upon Peter and his faith, and we are member of this church. And second, that we may grow in zeal to share this good news, to share the joy of being part of this church with others. We cannot keep it for ourselves only. This is not the, I don't know what, it's something that we need to share. If we live the faith, we want to share it, because we know how precious it is to receive so many gifts from God through the church. So may this Eucharist awaken us and help us to see how much we receive and how lucky we are.